Don't eat those cookies. I made them for the picnic.
Sorry, Don. Your cookies are hard to resist. Self-control is difficult, but it's a very important faculty. Did you know that other animals have it too?
How do you know?
In 2014, a large international team of behavioral scientists published a unique study where they compared the capacity for self-control in 36 different species of animals, from elephants to birds to rodents to primates, using simple tests. They studied it because self-control is an important part of intelligence.
How in the world do you test an animal's ability for self-control?
In one test, they taught several members of each species to solve a problem to get food from an opaque cylinder. Then they substituted a transparent cylinder. An animal with little self-control would go straight for the food and be stopped by the cylinder wall. An animal with more self-control can restrain itself from going straight for the visible food and instead get the food by solving the problem that it learned with the opaque cylinder.
Very clever. But what did the scientists learn from all this?
They found that species with bigger brains were better at self-control. This is probably because the parts of bigger brains become more highly specialized for particular functions like self-control. The finding was a surprise because they expected that intelligence would correlate with the size of an animal's brain as corrected for the size of its body. The discovery is important for the study of cognitive evolution.
So, Yael, please use your big brain to save your appetite for cookies until the picnic.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from PINCO.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.